Welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain, the North Bend Theater's one and only podcast where we talk about the show times, give you a little bit of detail about events, and talk a little bit of how we do what we do here at the North Bend Theater. I am one of your hosts, Steven Nelson, the assistant manager of the North Bend Theater.
And I'm your other host, Skylar Foster, the manager of the North Bend Theater.
We have another light-ish episode. We've got a couple of events to talk about. And actually, realistically, I could talk about the fly fishing film tour that was yesterday.
Yeah, you
as
could.
Well, so
you were here for it.
I was here for the entire thing. But first, let's start off with our regularly scheduled showtimes. We are going to be having Sonic the Hedgehog for one more week. So that is a Friday the 21st through Thursday the 27th. We will be having a 5 and an 8 on both Friday and Saturday, a 2 and a 5 on Sunday, and then Monday through Thursday, we will be having a 6:30, keeping it nice and consistent. After that, we will be showing, are we confirmed for Jumanji 3?
I think so.
Jumanji, what's the subtitle?
The abbreviation is Jumanji, The Next Level.
The Next Level, that's what it is.
Technically, it's Jumanji 2. I don't know.
It's the second in the Jumanji where the Jumanji game is a video game. If it is part of the same...
original series,
the
original movie.
Canon of the original movie, it would be classified as Jumanji 3. Although I don't believe in any marketing or anything, they actually reference it as Jumanji 3. So we're...
changing that right now on the calendar.
Okay.
So it's less confusing. It's Jumanji The Next Level.
Yeah. Because I believe we've also talked about the fact that Zathura is also within that same... within... what would that be called? Like the sort of like
it's
universe of...
universe, yeah.
Yeah. Would it be called the Jumanji universe or like the living board game universe or something?
I don't know.
We'll be doing... if that is confirmed, I didn't hear anything otherwise. I'm pretty sure it is.
For sure it is, too.
Jumanji, well, I almost said Welcome to the Jungle, which was the first.
Jumanji,
The Next Level, starting Friday the 28th and running through Thursday the March 5th. We're almost in March.
I know.
That is a consistent 6:30 Friday through Thursday. I don't see any modifications. 630s. So an incredibly complex calendar. Hopefully you guys get the right times. It's 6:30 every day for Jumanji The Next Level. Is there anything else special going on that week? I don't see anything.
The only thing special event wise is on March 1st, the Trail Youth event.
Ah. So speaking of special events, you want to go into some...
yeah. So March 1st, Trail Youth is hosting a screening of Screenagers. The exact title is called Screenagers Next Chapter Benefiting Trail Youth, next in all caps. I don't know if that's emphasis or abbreviation. I haven't figured it out yet, but this is an event to benefit the Trail Youth. Let me pull up my times again. It's at 3 p.m. Doors at 2:30. I believe tickets are $12 and teenagers get in free.
And that's 13 to 19?
You know what? I don't.
How technical are we talking about teenagers?
I'm guessing if you're...
I'm 12 and a half. Sorry, we can't let you. You can't get in for free.
Let me see if
I'm curious.
Yes, tickets can be found. You can go to their event, Facebook event. They're selling their tickets through a website called Event Combo, which I've never heard of.
I haven't heard of that one either. That's interesting.
So there's their event on there. You can buy tickets there. The link to that is in the description on Facebook. I believe I've also linked that from our website. So we have a event page on the North Bend Theater website, and you can find a link to the tickets from there as well. And I still don't see anywhere where it says the specific age. So I imagine if the number of years you have orbited the sun ends in teen, you qualify. The next couple things we have going on are beyond this 2-week schedule, but I'll mention them anyway. So They're on everyone's horizon. We have Morgan Henley presents music on March 20th. And this time around, we will have Ethan Tucker, who is the headliner for the event. And the openers will be the Amber Lanterns.
Ah.
Tickets for that are already on sale. You can find information on our website. You can find information on Morgan Henley's website. I believe there's also an event Facebook page. Tickets are $18 online, and we have reserved seating for this event. So whatever seat you pick, you get to hold on to that and not have to throw your coat over a chair.
Yep.
Yeah. $20. Well, the tickets at the door will be $20. So if you wait, it's a couple more dollars. So it helps us out, too, if you RSVP and get those tickets soon.
Yep. We get a better sense of how many people are coming, all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Other cool event we have going on is Sip Suds and Sigh. It's not necessarily a North Bend Theater event, but the North Bend Theater is participating. That is on March 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. I know we'll probably have a winery and maybe a couple artists here for that.
Don't we have the cidery? Cidery's coming back.
Did we have a cidery last time?
I believe so.
Huh.
I believe the cidery's coming back.
Okay. I don't know. I know. As of right now, there isn't a winery designated for the North Bend Theater yet. One hasn't been assigned yet, so, or a cidery or whatever.
Weird, because I heard we were confirmed for the same people that we had last time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, we're getting conflicting information. Wouldn't be the first time.
Well, and Beth may know stuff that I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So Sip Sads and Sigh on the 21st. Morgan Henley Music. Oh, yeah. Morgan Henley Music is at 8 p.m. on that Friday the 20th. Doors at 7 p.m. Yeah. And that's pretty much it as far as special events on the horizon. And then the Trail Youth on March 1st. So how did the fly fishing film tour go?
Very well. We had, I think, around 20 seats away from a sold-out show.
I haven't actually ever been here for a fly fishing for some reason. Oh. It's just an event that even in my earlier years of working here, I just never was staffed for it.
Interesting.
So. is it a single film, or was it like a series of films?
So it's a lot like a single day of the Banff Film Festival.
Okay.
So we get their media on Blu-rays. It's two discs.
Okay.
First disc is the first half.
The F3T, the Fly Fishing Film Tour, is a festival in its own right. Mm-hmm. That travels. That's right.
Yes. So the we get their media via Blu-rays. It has their like ads, and then their ads for their partners and stuff, and then the movies. So the first half. Is that you? Okay. The squeaking, it's not a mouse. Audio listeners, that is the squeaky ring thing that Skylar has.
I have a new fidget toy. I'm sorry.
Oh. So it comes in on two discs. First half is on disc one. Disc two is the second disc.
Okay.
If you came last night, you might have noticed the Blu-ray player menu popped up for a second on the transition between disc one and disc two. Our darn projector dowser doesn't always, when you hit the button, it closes, and then sometimes it automatically reopens.
Surprise.
Yeah. And I was like, again. Well, that's dumb. It needs to stop that. But yeah, quality wise plays really well. Actually played a little loud. Normally we play our Blu-rays at 5. We actually had to play it at 4.5 audio level.
For reference, our digital sound processor has a scale of 0 to 10 for audio level.
Mm-hmm.
So we normally play at 5, nice, right in the middle. And yeah.
Yeah, there's some DVDs that you have to really crank up to like 7. In the past, mm-hmm. with like Animated August, there were a couple of movies that were just really quiet.
I remember one year we had a movie that was so quiet, we actually cranked it to 10, and I was scared. Because we'd never gone to 10 before.
Uh-huh.
and it was still quiet.
Yeah. So I was playing around with the sound before to get a good baseline, and 4.5 was right about. Might have been maybe a skosh too loud, but I think realistically, I was testing it, sticking my head in the auditorium via one of the upper balconies, and there's actually a speaker that's in, like, right in my right ear there, which plays a little bit louder than if you were in the auditorium. So,
so what else do they do to accompany it? Do they do a raffle or a giveaway or
what didn't Mark Taylor do?
Oh,
so there were door prizes, there was a raffle, and there was a silent auction. So
okay.
Yeah,
there's
literally everything. And then there was beer available as well. Standard concessions. I guess the one thing is they didn't have pizza during intermission, but that can be really hit or miss depending on the timing of the event. So
it was a later event too. I don't think that would have
done well. The doors opened at 6:00. The event started at 7:00. So would have been a little late. I did order pizza for the staff, and when I was it came in right in intermission. And so I was sort of bringing it in. So I was like, oh, can I get some of that? I'll take a beer. And can I get some of that? And I was just like, no.
That is not for
this
sale.
This is staff. This is staff dinner because we're here a long time. It seemed raffle did pretty well. Auctions seemed to do pretty well as well. Event schedule-wise worked out pretty well as well. Nice half-hour-ish intermission. I think it was actually a little less. But got through, did more concessions and beer sales. Bathroom line. So the very beginning started the movie a little bit later-ish, like maybe 5-10 minutes, because the beer line was long. And then the second half started a little late because the bathroom line was a little long.
Okay.
So kind of funny how that works out. And then, of course, for most of those events, cleanup takes a while after the fact. So.
Yeah.
No surprise.
Oh, cool.
But went well.
Sweet. I heard they're actually talking about. Well, I know they're doing next year's fly fishing film tour again. He already confirmed that. It sounded like they were looking at another fly fishing thing. I don't know if he was just talking about next year, but he mentioned another event, and I'm like, ooh.
Not sure.
They already did two this year, which is normally they just do an annual thing.
Yeah. They did their fly fishing film tour, and then a couple weeks ago they did Spawning Grounds, which was
The Little Red Fish.
An indie film. We had the first official premiere showing here. So
world premiere, quote unquote.
Yeah. So that worked out really well. They were close to selling out. If they can sell out, I would say, I don't know if I would count this year as far as sellouts, but I think if they keep doing it and they do in the next 2 years and sell out, then I would look at doing two show times. I don't know if the demand's quite there, but they're cool. Those are some awesome movies.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome to see where people go out, fly fish. There's some, I don't know where the destination was, but I was peeking in, and there was a group of guys that went out, and there's like water that was like green shallows. No, not like a disgusting,
I'm thinking
green,
like,
turquoisey.
Oh, I had this experience one time fishing for, I think it was walleye on this lake that's over near Moses Lake, near Grand Coulee, somewhere in that area in eastern Washington. It's a very shallow lake.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is like an explosion of just algae.
Uh-huh.
And so you're clipping across the water in this boat and you're looking down and the water is just this fluorescent green.
Ooh.
And it's not nice looking.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to touch it the whole time. Mm-hmm. So when you say green water, I'm thinking that.
Oh yeah. No, this, this one was like awesome. And then the fish they were pulling up were like a shimmering crystal, like diamond-esque looking.
Get that like sunlight.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah. The like glimmering fish was just beautiful. Now I don't think, in terms of fishing, they keep the fish for the most part. I think they usually throw them back. So it's kind of cool to see some of the highlight reels of like each of the short films would show, like if they're going to a destination, like their catches and stuff, and just seeing these monstrous fish,
yeah,
huge behemoths. So it was kind of awesome to see something that I'd never super been interested in, be like, hey, I'm gonna go out and fish or whatever. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see the sort of like highlight reel, the like the short films that showcase. It's like it's the same thing with seeing the snowboarding and the rock climbing films and stuff with Bant.
Yeah.
Of like not having a whole lot of interest in these, but like seeing
see
how awesome
do these yeah. crazy awesome things. You're like, wow, this is actually
yeah.
Really
there's
cool.
a ton of passion and to think that like I live in such a small part of the world that all of these people are going off to these crazy gorgeous locations to like go fish and stuff, and it's mind boggling. So
yeah,
if you ever get a chance to come, to be honest, like. Even if you're not a big fan of, you know, rock climbing or mountain biking or fly fishing or snowboarding, whatever, like find one of these special events here and find something that's like somewhat piques your interest and come and watch, because they're amazing films anyway. So, and awesome stories.
Oh, segue into little teaser. We're definitely doing a bike film festival again this year.
Mm-hmm.
This time, maybe working with Single Track Cycles to make that happen. Got to talk to our representative at TGR yesterday afternoon via email, and they do have a new film, a bike film called Accomplice, but it's coming out in mid-May. I think May 17th is the release date.
Uh-huh.
So I might see if we can have our bike film festival in May and definitely have that new bike film.
Accomplice. That sounds... illegal? Wait, that's illegal. Wait,
were you an accomplice to this film? But I'm excited about that. TGR makes some really good films. Also, if for any of you out there who are interested, our wearable art, first annual wearable art T-shirt contest is coming up on its end date. We only have a little over a week left. And then on February 29th, that is the final day to submit your art, which is not tomorrow Saturday, but the following Saturday. And then we will pick a winner by March 4th, which I think is like, I'm doing my math, but it's like Tuesday or Wednesday the following week. So yeah, we'll pick a winner. Winner gets a year's worth of movies, and that, I believe, will be a punch card for two or possibly more movies per month for a whole year. And then, of course, the bragging rights of having their print on the T-shirt.
Yeah. So it's nice.
Yeah.
Wild.
It's wild.
Yeah. Sick, brah.
I think we're giving some of those T-shirts away as part of the seat fundraiser.
Oh, yeah. Started. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Goodness. Yeah. Not at all on the timeline we were expecting.
Yeah. That went from, that's going to happen sometime to now.
Next week. Literally, we got the word. It was like, next week. We're like, we can't do those. Like, next week. All right.
Here we go.
Yep.
It happened.
Quote-unquote soft
Actually,
launch.
Let me check. I know we've, as the last time I checked, we'd raised enough for one seat. So
yes, that was the joke. It was like $650.
$750 a seat.
Oh, okay.
So we were one seat down, $239 to go.
As of $242.
Oh, look at that. We are now at a little more than two seats.
Wow. As of $242 on February 20th, 2020.
Yeah.
That's a lot of twos in that date.
We are at $1,697 raised.
Wow.
Which is, $1,500 would cover.
Wait, did
seats.
We miss Tuesday? February 2nd, 2020 on a Tuesday? Or no. Did we? Did I miss
February
Tuesday? You got any more details on that? No, I didn't. What day am I thinking of then? Because there isn't a 22nd month. Weird.
Sorry,
I'm freaking out.
I just had a visual of the 22nd month. I'm like, that's not. It's not,
it's
even
not
like,
a thing.
It's not even
no.
like a 13th month.
No, there's supposed to be. It's or no, maybe it's the 20. Maybe it's 2020. The second day of the second month, 2020, is a Tuesday or something.
I can update our little graphic for the the goal fundraiser, and
that
I can fill in two of those squares.
Fill in two of those seats.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I should do that tomorrow morning.
So, we're raising money for new seats.
Yep.
So We are replacing seats with new ones.
Still kind of, we're pretty much narrowed it down to what seat we're going to get. We may make some slight changes along the way, but for the most part, they will look very similar to what we have now.
Yep. Going with tried and true manufacturer of auditorium seating, Irwin Seating. So,
Irwin Seating did also confirm that our cool Art Deco aisle end caps, they can modify our end cap seats to accept those.
Dang.
So we'll actually still have those really cool.
That's awesome.
Original, or at least mostly original from what I know, end caps on the rows.
That's cool. We're going to lose a couple seats. We are getting bigger seats, standardizing the row spacing.
At the very least, we'll lose 25 seats. We'll be down to 240 rather than 265.
I think roughly.
Yeah.
With the amount of math we've done without going into like CAD drawings of what goes where yet. So I'm excited. I hope a lot of people are. That's been our biggest, most consistent complaint for years now, has been uncomfortable seats. I know plenty of my friends, I'd be like, hey, why don't I see you at the theater more often? They're like, the seats are uncomfortable. And I'm like, yeah, I don't blame you. you know, that I hate that.
Yeah, I anticipate.
They
hurt my butt and they hurt my back. And my lower back.
I anticipate a nice rise in attendance
once
we get them
so.
Put in, but we have to raise the money first.
Yep.
Because it is an expense that our daily operations just cannot afford us.
Yeah.
So
some of the things that we'll be looking forward to is the floor in the auditorium will be resurfaced. It's going to be ground down and resurfaced. So
yay,
get rid of all the scuffs and cracks and weird divots.
I'm looking at them now.
Yeah.
There's a weird divot.
The new chairs will have
there's a weird divot
lights
too.
In the end caps like ours do to light up the paths.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully nicer lights rather than an automotive light bulb crammed into a junction box. That was a fun solution from whoever decided to do that. But
yeah.
it works. They look nice. Yeah. Yeah. We'll have the new ones also have cup holders. The cool thing about the new series of seats from Irwin is there's a lot of customizable features that don't necessarily have to be there when you first get the seats.
Uh-huh.
So you can get snap-in tray tables.
Interesting.
Actually snap into the cup holders.
Huh.
So if you wanted to have tray tables that are removable, that's something we can look at. There's a whole bunch of other stuff. There's like an ADA arm thing that can be attached to the seats. So for ADA stations or wheelchair, what do you call it?
Accessible.
Yeah, the companion seat that's
okay.
Next to the wheelchair snap. Can have little logos on it.
A lot of bonus features.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we cannot do this alone. That's why we're making it a fundraiser.
Yep, we'll be continuing to let people know and keep bringing it out to the community as long as it takes.
Yeah.
So this is a good thing about not using Kickstarter or GoFundMe or one of those other ones is that there isn't a time frame. We just can continue to raise money.
Yep.
Until we have enough to get new seats.
Yeah. So, and we will continue to operate. There isn't a deadline where we say, well, we can't operate anymore. This isn't like the projector. As much as we want to get this done, and we want to get this done, we want to get it done in a somewhat timely manner. Like, we recognize that the projector fundraiser took a while. But this is less a less extreme instance of.
Yep. And once we have the money and can purchase the seats as soon as everything's green for go.
Yeah.
We will, I guess, have a seat demo date where we'll tear out all the current seats, probably store them somewhere because we're going to try and sell them. I know a lot of people would probably be interested.
You can already buy them, can't you?
Oh, yeah. As part of the donation fundraiser, I don't know if we have that button set up, but we will have it to where people can donate, but purchase one of our old seats, and that money will go towards the
fundraiser. Your purchase of a old seat will go towards the purchase of a new seat.
Yeah.
So for those of you who will miss the old seats and want to keep a piece of the theater with you, they are available.
Yep. So yeah, we'll tear out the old seats, have the floor redone, have the electrical redone, install the new ones. We've talked about doing some fun things on the interim while the auditorium has no seating.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like a movie, but bring your own seat. Like bring your folding chair.
Bean bags
or whatever. And
yeah.
Plop down a seat anywhere and watch a movie.
I'm hoping we can bring in some tables and stuff and do a bring your own computer LAN party.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, there's additional work. I think we're going to do some siding and what's it called? Trim work, because that needs to do.
Yeah, we definitely need new trim in the bottom of the auditorium.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but we've gotten started on it. It's something that we've heard and something that we've wanted to get started for a long while. It was kind of nuanced. Is okay, how long do we take? How long in between doing the projector fundraiser do we take until asking for more money from the community? Because, again, unfortunately, we just don't make enough money on the day-to-day operations to be able to fund this ourselves. So
yeah,
we kind of have to rely on the community. So,
yep.
But again, hopefully once we get them all in, we'll see an uptick in attendance and, you know, more people will be inclined. We're making progress along with the website and stuff.
Yeah.
Showcasing what we're aiming to get or what we are getting a couple weeks in advance to help communicate.
Which, I think I can add a few new titles. Let's see, how far do we have out on our upcoming movies here?
I don't know.
Yeah, we got Jumanji, followed by Onward on March 6th. 1917, we are confirmed for a week, March 20th through March 26th. March 27th, we have Mulan for at least 2 weeks. April 17th, we have Trolls World Tour. I know we're also looking at other movies this year, including the new Wonder Woman, 1985?
84, I think.
Something like, in the 80s.
Wonder Woman 2.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 2.
Looks awesome.
We're also looking at Jungle Cruise, Top Gun Maverick. Once we kind of get those a little more solid, if they aren't already, we put those on there too.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 1984.
84. Cool.
That squeak is bothering me.
I'm still really...
You need WD-40, a little bit of that.
I'm really...
Actually, do you have any WD-40? Because have you heard my driver's side door? Oh, Lord, I will open that door for you. You'll hear it from a block away. It is squeaky, and I don't know why. But maybe spritz your ring.
Oh, my truck's been doing that lately, too. I need to do it. Man, my house, we have an elliptical, and that thing, just in the last month, for some reason, has turned it. It screams when you're riding it.
Nice.
It's terrible.
Woo! Sounds like a siren.
I heard yesterday... Say it's because of all the rain. I guess we went 80 days straight without sunshine.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
This sunlight we have outside right now broke the 80-day streak of clouds.
Jeez. All right. Well.
It's too moist. Everything's starting to squeak.
Yeah. I think that's about it. That's a solid content. If you guys want to hear anything in particular from us, feel free to drop a comment on Facebook. On Instagram. Can you comment on Instagram? I'm not very familiar with the platform.
Yes, you can comment. I've noticed a lot of people really don't comment as much on Instagram.
Okay.
Mostly just get little hearts.
Yeah.
You get likes, but occasional comments.
Email us at business@NorthBendTheater. Email it specifically goes to Skylar, but business@NorthBendTheater.com. Facebook, what else am I missing? Probably another place or two. If you got questions, comments,
office
concerns,
phone.
Criticisms, yep, you can leave it to us on the office phone. Do you have that number?
425-499-2897. And I will say, however, that we honestly check that probably once every week and a half.
Yeah.
Just because of how busy it's been, how much I've not been working at the theater.
Yes.
I've been working from home. So
you're being a good uncle.
Yes. So if you call and you don't, and we don't answer, the quicker way to get a hold of us is Facebook or email.
Yes. So yep. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, topics you guys want to hear us talk about, please do. Give us a ring. I guess is a phrase you could use. Let us know. yes, your squeaky ring. And we would be happy to talk about more about how we do the do here. So. think that's still trademarked by Mountain Dew? Do the Dew?
I didn't even know that was.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if they still own it. They just don't use it anymore. Interesting. Well, I'm going to go research some trademark legalities while sitting in the sun. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you in 2 weeks. Yeah.